do you document real life when real life's getting more like fiction each day? Headlines, bread lines, blow my mind, and now this deadline, eviction or pay.
Hey, this is Cody. That was Rent, and I'm excited to see that movie. This is my fourth podcast. Last podcast, we had Allie podcast with us. Today, we're alone again, like the other two that preceded the podcast with Allie. Well, I'm sitting here with Uncle Ben's rice. Well, it's not a rice bowl. It's like chicken Alfredo. Fettuccine, yeah, pretty much. Cats is over, because it's been a long while since my last podcast. It was before Cats, and Cats happened, like, weeks ago. So, what's new in my life? I've had football for, like, every day from like 7 to 3, except it's been cut down. Either like in the morning we start at 8 or end at like 2. Sometimes they cut down the hours, but scheduled from 7 to 3, just so you know. I really don't have much to talk about, so, well, that's not really unusual, is it? Nope. This must be so boring to listen to. I'm gonna pause it and think about what I could possibly talk about. Okay, so I finished my Uncle Ben's bowl. Now I'm drinking some chocolate milk. Just in case you're interested, I thought about what I might talk about. Really didn't think of anything. So, oh, someone's IMing me. Let me check that. She disappeared, and she's not responding anymore. So, I guess I'll talk to you guys. We were talking about Rent. Oh, she responded. Hold on. She'll be right back, so I'll go talk to her then. So, yeah, Rent. Rent's exciting. Have you seen that preview? I haven't seen the music video yet. I have to watch that. I guess they have both the Seasons of Love preview of the movie, and then they also have a music video of Seasons of Love. So I have to watch that. What to talk about? Music director wouldn't tell us what the show is. That's pretty annoying. But not really. This must be so boring. I've filled 4 minutes with about 5 words, right? I'll stop. The only reason I'm putting you through this is because I really have nothing else to do, so podcasting was my last option. Kind of sick of live journaling, because no one reads it. Honestly, I have a little link spy thing in my AIM profile, and like 5 people have clicked the live journal link. So I'm pretty mad about that. Well, not mad. Not angry at all, actually. Just, it sucks. No one reads it at all. And no one comments. So, hold on a sec. That person responded. Okay, this conversation's kind of boring. So, to liven it up, I'm going to say what Catherine Grace tells me to say. How interesting. I'm going to ask her what to say right now. so basically I've just told her that she can tell me anything to say right now and I'll say it. So we're waiting on her to tell me what to say. She says, okay, I think you should list things that guys look for when they like a girl. I mean, like, what are they interested in? Dot, 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 dot. Attractress is typing. Because, obviously, I'm lacking huge things, guys. Damn it, the phone. Oops, little kitties, don't listen. Earmuffs. Okay, that was my aunt. I guess my grandma's in the hospital, so I tried to call my parents. They're not answering. Because they went to, like, a cottage or something today. That's kind of scary. Anyway, I don't like Catherine Grace's subject very much. It's pretty boring. I'm going to tell her to give me something else. So I'm going to say, KG, that is a pretty shoddy subject. Think of a new one now. Okay, hold on. She's being persistent that I talk about her topic. She's guessing the girl I like, which she probably won't. Hold on. She's being dumb. Now she said, what if, like, you talked about your expectations this year and, like, what you wanna accomplish? I think she meant accomplish, but two C's. Does not spell accomplish, it spells accomplish. Yep. What about the girl you like? Now can I guess? I guess I'll let her guess. Even though I don't really like a girl, so it's kind of funny having her guess. Not at the moment, at least. I don't. Yes, you can. I really can't do two things at once, so I'm sorry if I'm kind of boring you with AOL conversations and my conversations. Let's think of something. I guess I could talk about my expectations for the year. My expectations for the year are to have the hardest time with school that I've ever had because I'm taking AP Euro. I haven't really done any of the summer reading, so pretty much I'm screwed. And I haven't really done much English summer reading either, which means pretty much I'm screwed. So, anyway, I'm screwed, and that's a given. So I don't have high expectations for this school year. She's gonna ask yes or no questions about the girl I like, and I guess I'll answer them. Wow. Is it Kathy? No. She's a freak. That's not a yes or no question that I was thinking of. Or no questions that I was thinking of sent. She's being annoying. I wish I had someone more exciting to talk about or talk to on my podcast. Or Allie, even though I was just a spaz that entire podcast. I really was. I was a spaz. Does her name begin with an A? No, because she doesn't have a name because she doesn't exist. H. No. Okay, she's so dumb. I want her to stop. Were they in Cats? Maybe. I don't know. Hold on, I need to cut off this conversation because she's really dumb. Ansta, were they in Cats? I just said, I don't know if they were, and she said, oh, like, I wouldn't know if they were in the show I was just in. She's not the brightest. Are they going to be a sophomore? I don't know. Oh, God. You're so boring, Kathy and Grace. Please learn to be more exciting. Or else you will just bring my podcast down in flames. Do they go to Mendon? Stop asking questions. Kathleen Grace, give me a new podcast subject. If she doesn't get a good one this time, then I'm done with her. She's over in my world of podcastdom. So anyway, I am Cody H, in case this is the first time you're listening to my podcast, which I seriously doubt because I don't think iTunes plays the most recent podcast. They play the first one when you preview. Maybe. I'm not sure. If you want to email me at obsessorofrandom@aim.com, AIM.com. I'm going to check to see if I've gotten any mail for my podcast recently, because that'll hopefully be more exciting than Kath and Grace, even though I doubt I've gotten any mail. I've gotten like 3 mails from people that have listened to the podcast before, which was exciting, really, because I wasn't expecting any. So, I am me at Obsessor of Random, or email me, because that'll just make my day, and you can give me a more exciting podcast subject. Yay! Okay, she responded. Wait, one more guess. No! No more guesses. Inbox 2. Oh, that sucks. It's just 2, like, things from AIM. No one likes me. Oh. Copples, I am in me. Are you coming to my party? I wish. Too bad you live in New York City. Maybe he'll have a good subject. I don't know if he even knows what a podcast is. He says, I have a feeling this party might be ridic. That's pretty exciting, isn't it? Too bad I can't go, because he lives in New York City. He said my subject should be Brad Pitt. No. Definitely not. He asked if he should call around Pittsford and find me a party. Oops, I said Pittsford. I just gave away my residence. Now I'm gonna get stalked and strangled and raped and killed. I said raped. Is that explicit? I don't know. Have to keep it clean for little kitties. Dude, throw a party, he says. I really don't want to. Throw a party Labor Day weekend and I'll totally come. I'm responding, yeah, but like 2 people would come. Oh, God. I'm probably boring the shit right out of my listeners. I'm really sorry, but it's kind of... I'm just bored. Help me. He said, tell your brother to throw us a party. I don't know who's more exciting, dumb Kath and Grace or gay couple. Oops, I just was a little homophobic there. Not really. But he's being annoying, and he has hot pink font right now. So, he's especially gay right now. And I called him out for it. And he said it was red pink, but it's definitely hot pink. He's gonna discuss the party situation with me right now, so I'm gonna stop. Hold on a sec. Oh, I don't even remember what I last said. It's been a while. At least 5-10 minutes of exciting aim chatting. And I'm no farther finding a subject. Except Topple did recommend a good one, George Bush being a a-hole, to keep it safe for the kiddies. Yeah, pretty much. He is. He's annoying. But I really don't have much to say about him. There's so many things I could say that I shouldn't even start because I'd say too much. I wonder how boring this thing will be to listen to, because it's so boring just to podcast that must be even more deadly to listen to.
I also
Jimmy Kimmel just randomly started, like, popped up on my computer and started talking. That was traumatizing. He's not even funny at all. I wish someone would update their live journal so I could read it. That would be nice. Wait. I'm going to talk to the one single person who has IM'd me from listening to my podcast and ask them what my subject should be. Okay, hold on, because I'm sick of giving you, like, dead empty space while I'm talking. Oh, I know what I should talk about. We had a tornado warning today, and I was pretty pissed that no tornado came, because I really wanted to go to Oz today to visit Alphaba, and it didn't come. And I was mad because I wanted to see the Wicked Witch. If you don't know who Alphaba is, then you shouldn't be listening to this podcast because I officially hate you. Anyway, the one person who's ever IM'd me say to talk about school starting soon. So I guess that's a decent subject, right? Basically, I'm taking... Oh, wait, I already talked about AP Euro and all that stuff. This is not a good subject anymore. I don't mind that school's starting up soon, though, because, I don't know, I've been so bored this summer. Even with, like, cats all the way through July, every day for 4 hours, and football for like 2 hours every day except for Thursday and the weekend, and now football's like 8 hours, but still I've been bored, like sickening bored. Hold on, here's an interesting fact my one podcast listener that's ever IM'd me. They're from Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. What a cool, cool place. I'm sure that is. Oconomowoc. I'm pretty excited to go to Oconomowoc one day. I wonder, I bet you can't fly directly into Oconomowoc. I bet. But there's like an hour drive to Oconomowoc with their peaceful setting of Wisconsin where cheese reigns supreme. Hold on. That was just a call from someone else that plays football's mom about carpooling tomorrow. What an exciting, exciting call to take instead of podcasting. Probably really was more exciting than podcasting. That's how bored I am right now. Just to give you an idea. I can't believe I filled 20 minutes with... 21 minutes. 21 minutes and a half with the most useless mumble possible. Really don't think there could be a more boring podcast right now. And just me talking about how boring it is makes it even more boring. So, I should stop that, shouldn't I? So anyway, Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. I bet they have some tornadoes that bring you to Oz to talk to Alphaba. That would be nice. And because places like Wisconsin, Oconomowoc, just seem like they would have tornadoes that bring you to Oz, don't they? Like Oconomowoc, that's probably like right next to Oz. I wonder if I'm saying that right. Oconomowoc is possible. There's so many different combinations between O and A that it could be, so I just can't even list the possibilities. They're endless. Endless, I tell you. So anyway, I saw Charlie and the Chocolate Factory since last podcast, I think. It was pretty amazing. Well, not amazing. It was really good, though. I was really expecting so much from it, and it probably just met my expectations. So that's a little disappointed that it didn't exceed them, but it was still pretty fantastic. Catherine Grace just asked me, well, tell me the things that I might turn off, that I do that might turn off guys. What a boring person she is. All she is like obsessed with herself right now. What about me and my podcast? Me. Catherine Grace, think about me, not you. Oh, God. Okay. Back from that moment. I have nothing to talk about. If you're still using Internet Explorer, not to be random or anything, go to firefox.com and get Firefox instead of Internet Explorer, because if you're using Internet Explorer, you're just dumb, because Firefox is about 100 times better. It's faster. It's more open. You can download all these extensions, like, I don't know, just all these different things. And there's tab browsing, so if you want to be at two websites at once, you don't have to have two whole browsers open, which ends up slowing down your computer a lot. So go to... Hold on, I gotta clip my microphone onto my little Survivor shirt. Not little, necessarily. Just my Survivor shirt. Firefox.com. Let's see if that works. Go to let's see if there's a more direct way to get that. Go to getfirefox.com, actually, because that'll bring you directly there instead of having to route through another web page so you don't get confused. So do that, and download Firefox, and you'll be happier with the internet than ever. So anyway, I was supposed to see Skeleton Key today, but someone fell out on me, and a group of four people that were supposed to see it, including Catherine Grace, didn't, and it's all Allie's fault, the person who podcasted in the third one with me, and we should all yell at her. Honestly, everyone should yell at her. And I don't know, we were trying to decide between Skeleton Key and Red Eye, and I thought I would be much happier with Skeleton Key, because Red Eye, I don't know, that guy just kind of looks annoying to me. What is this? Oh, I've played this game before. I'm gonna play now. Okay. I get to control little drunk dude. What's funner? Keep him walking. He's not falling. I'm good at this. I wish I could give you the webpage, but it's way too complicated. He's yodeling! Ah, that's a nasty yodel. Ah, don't fall, drunk dude. Don't fall on me. No? Keep going. Oh, he fell. 71 meters, I got the drunk guy to walk. I wish I could give you the... To encourage you going to my live journal, I'll post the drunk dude game on my live journal at livejournal.com/users/cholliday, spelled C-H-O-L-L, two L's, I-D-A-Y. So, livejournal.com/users/cholliday. And you can read into more about me and my wonderful self. And I'll post this drunk dude game because I just stumbled upon it. And it was pretty much fun for 71 meters of walking. Okay, I'll post it right now. Well, maybe not right now. Later. Actually, I want to do it right now so I get it done with. So go to my journal if you know what's better for you. Better than not going to my journal, I mean. So, nothing's really new with me other than this. Everything that I've said in this podcast today. I'm sorry it was so ridiculously boring today. It ended up being my longest podcast and probably the least filled with information. I hope you stopped listening to it by now, and I've probably lost pretty much all of my listeners that will ever listen to my podcast again. That's all that I have to say, and I'm surprised at how fast I sped up talking in these last 5 seconds. I wish I could have talked like this for the entire podcast. Okay. I'll end you with a random iTunes song. Let's close my eyes and click. It's frozen.
I call it the Scarlet Pimpernel. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. This. They seek him there. Those Frenches seek him everywhere. Is he in him or is he in hell? That damned elusive thing.